Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Today was Andor episode 5, and things, while they may seem a bit slow at first, are really beginning to heat or bubble up. We had new relationships being built, some were strained, and it just continues to show us that Andor is this slow burn. That's what this whole thing was described as, and I really feel like next week is the episode we've been waiting for. The really high impact, huge episode, as it seems like we're going to be breaking into this Imperial base. But today's episode was sort of, you know, some more exposition and just building towards that. We get some small sort of character moments. Felt like it just sort of passed the torch around. Let's get a few shots of Andor and his crew. And this was actually probably the biggest Cassian episode we saw, right? He had to sort of prove himself to this crew that he's working with, and he has to sort of, he's faced with, you know, a decision. Do I continue to lie, right, and be this spy? Do I give them the whole truth? Do I maybe give them a little truth? Because nobody's really trusting him over there, because he was brought into this mission so late, and it's obvious that, you know, they wouldn't, if you're in that position, you probably wouldn't trust him either. So we did get to know a few more members of the gang that he's with and get a little bit of their backstory, you know, as well. So you have Skeen, right, who isn't afraid to really thoroughly question Andor, and he puts him, you know, to the test. When Andor wakes up, all of his gear has been taken and he's going through it. And, you know, he sort of has these tattoos and he's asking Andor, hey, do you know what this is? You know what this is? Really beginning to feel him out. And then he sort of tells him, hey, at the end of the day, they sort of make up. But you kind of realize that he's not just anti-Cassian or Clem, as he's going by. He's just kind of anti-everyone. Don't trust anybody. So it does almost leave you a little bit like, should we actually even trust him because of the way that he's going? In fact, we see Vel talking with Terriman, and they're going over the plan, and they begin to ask Andor some questions. Cassian is beginning to realize, hey, these guys actually would be screwed if I wasn't here. And he begins to realize these guys may actually not know what they're doing or what they're talking about. Perhaps they're a little bit amateur-ish here, which is probably why Luthen hired him in the first place, which ultimately ends up coming out in today's episode. You know, we saw Andor sort of putting on his uniform, getting dressed, and he's still got that little kyber crystal around his neck, and that was sort of the tipping off point that ended up being kind of one of the big moments of today's episode, because Skeen ends up seeing it around his neck and questions him on it. He says, hey, you know, where did you get this? This is worth like 30,000 Imperial credits. And Cassian's sort of forced to tell everyone, hey, I was hired to be here. He doesn't give them really any more details than that, but he does say, hey, I was hired to be here. So you can sort of take that or leave it as you will. I do feel like, I don't know, he gives a little bit of info, right? Without really giving his whole thing away. He doesn't tell them anything about Luthen, who we do get a few shots of him towards the end of the episode, and just, wow, you know, this mission's going to be going down. Are you ready? And he seems quite nervous. So the other sort of characters that we flashed around with, we got to see a little bit more of Mon Mothma and her domestic issues, her husband, and now we see her daughter sort of saying, hey, you're the one who we feel like is sort of wrecking this house, not the other way around. You're the one. I don't want to go with you. I don't want to spend time with you. You make everything about you. Which actually I think is great in adding weight to Mon Mothma's character and making us really begin to sympathize for her and how much she really is sacrificing for the rebellion. She has to work a lot as a senator in the first place. Then she also has to work a lot on the side for this rebellion, and it's really beginning to cost her everything, right? So often I think we just sort of view these characters and we think about, you know, possibly their lives, right? They're putting their lives at risk. Well, she's also, you know, putting a life that she could want in the future at risk by, you know, possibly having her marriage strained. So maybe it is a little bit more on her, you know, even though she may not necessarily feel that way. So that could end up coming out. Cyril, we got to see him actually eating cereal. We got like blue milk cereal. He goes to his mom and he's talking, you know, he got fired. She's sort of berating him with questions and she offers to get him a new job by calling in a family favor. So I think that's going to come up at some point soon, and we'll begin to see, you know, does this guy work for the Empire? Is he really high up? But he still has that hologram Andor that he's looking at. So somehow he's going to turn that information in, I think, in the next few episodes, get back or get even further into the Empire. And that's obviously going to come back to her Andor, right, at some point. I think that's pretty obvious, whether it's him doing it by himself with some other group, or perhaps maybe he even uses it, somehow comes in contract with Deidre, who we saw a little bit more of as she's searching. They did name drop a few things. Oh, you know, we've been seeing these attacks, but they're so spread out, right? Like Kessel, then they talk about the Hosnian system. So kind of cool just connecting some bigger Star Wars areas, regions together. But that was pretty much the episode, to be honest. It was okay. It wasn't like absolutely great. It's a good piece to the overall big puzzle that Andor will end up being, but on its own, you know, it's not an episode that you're going to go back to probably ever outside of just doing a watch through of it. It didn't really have any of those like super epic Star Wars moments, but that's okay. Sometimes you need these sort of building, staging episodes. So then when we get the episodes that are much more action the whole way through, you know, it adds reasoning to it. But I do see some of the criticism online today is that perhaps it's a little too slow of a burn for this show, because it feels like, you know, we got those first three episodes, nothing really happened until episode three, and so now it feels like we're sort of back in it. And even last week, which was a building episode, we got some cool name drops, we got some cool things, and we got to see like Mon Mothma for the first time. So today's episode is just sort of okay. I'd give it like a 7 out of 10, 3 out of 5 stars, but in the end, it's a good building block to what this show will ultimately end up being. And I do feel like next week it'll be much, much bigger. So as always, thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. And remember that traveling through hyperspace ain't like dusting crops. We'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.